KBND Morning News Time, 6:05. Good morning. It's Monday. Welcome to the news. Dave Jarvis in again this week for the vacationing count. Well, actually, he's not vacationing this week. He's filling in somewhere else in the building for somebody else who's vacationing.
That'll be so much work that he'll need a vacation after that.
Yeah, bottom line, though, is he's not here today. I am. And so is Kim Birchfield.
Thank you, Dave. A record marijuana grow operation discovered in northeastern Oregon should serve as a warning to anyone who frequents remote areas in Oregon. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
91,000 pot plants, 6 suspects, and lots of guns. That's what authorities found in what the state is calling the largest pot garden ever in Oregon. Ken Mannix with the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team was part of a pretty large bust last month in Wheeler County and says this is all part of a much bigger trend.
There's been a significant increase in outdoor marijuana grows in the central, not only the Central Oregon area, but throughout the state over the years.
Mannix says it's because the crops are so incredibly lucrative. Witnesses describe the area as having heaps of trash, miles of plastic tubing, herbicides and toxic chemicals, and more than a mile of marijuana plants. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
In this case, the 6 men arrested are facing drug charges, but may also have to answer for environmental crimes because of the huge mess in the National Forest site. Attorney General John Kroger has announced that Chief Counsel of the Criminal Justice Division has resigned. A statement issued by the Department of Justice says Sean Riddell deleted a large number of emails, mistakenly believing they were backed up on computer. Department spokesman Tony Green says Riddell will return to the agency after a leave of absence and he'll work a different position.
There are privacy reasons that I cannot that prevent me from discussing the reasons for the change in his assignment.
Green says some of the emails were recovered, but he wouldn't say which case the emails have been related to. The Justice Department has been under scrutiny lately as details about a messy investigation of the Department of Energy have been revealed. Somebody did some dirty dumping over the weekend. 1110 KBND's Don Shirtliff reports on that.
Someone dumped a large amount of something into a Central Oregon Irrigation District canal early Sunday afternoon, and now sheriff's deputies need your help in finding out what it was. County Dispatch got a call around 1:30 reporting that a man was dumping some white substance into a canal along the west side of Wall Road, just south of McGrath Road near the Bend Airport. When deputies arrived, the suspect was gone. Witnesses say the man was driving a brown pickup with a canopy and was pulling a utility trailer. The trailer carried a container that had hoses coming out of it. It appeared that a whitish or milky colored substance had in fact been dumped into the canal. COID says there are no customers downstream that use the water for human consumption. COID thinks it was just a man cleaning up equipment and was using the canal as a dump site. If you know anything about this incident, contact the sheriff's office. I'm Donald Shirtliff, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Several years of tough economic times for Oregon are resulting in tough decisions in Salem right now. Session is expected to wind down this week, but State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend says they're still facing a pretty big gap in one important budget.
The public safety bill budget has a $21 million hole in it, so everybody's scrambling around trying to figure out ways to fix that.
Telfer says she fears that prisoners will be released to help balance the budget, but she hopes it won't come to that. A bill headed to Governor Kitzhaber's desk makes it mandatory for boaters to stop at inspection stations in Oregon to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species.
Aquatic invasive species can reduce the amount of food available to native fish and further threaten salmon recovery. It's also very expensive, and for those of you who remember, we spent millions and millions of dollars recovering Diamond Lake.
Portland Senator Jackie Dingfelder says violators can be cited for failing to stop. However, if you stop and cooperate, you won't face any sanctions, even if your boat must be decontaminated. Farmers in Oregon are starting to worry about the impact of the cool spring weather on their crops. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
This is normally the time to harvest strawberries in Oregon, but they're late this year.
2, 3, 4 weeks late in some areas.
Bruce Polcarney with the Oregon Department of Agriculture says Willamette Valley wheat farmers may face a serious problem.
Stripe rust is a disease of wheat that can impact the yield and quality.
It hasn't been a problem for wheat farmers in eastern Oregon. If the weather warms up, there should be plenty of time for most crops to come around, but a cool summer could be a major problem. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up in your next local newscast in about 25 minutes, Pendleton Woolen Mills is taking Pendleton Roundup to court. Also, Redmond City Councilors had to make tough decisions in the budget just approved last week. We'll have details on that. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.